The trustees of the Medicare program have moved back by 4 years the date Medicare's hospital trust fund will likely run out of money. In their annual report, the trustees also said that Medicare's long-term ability to support the health needs of the elderly remains bleak. President Bush and Congress have promised to overhaul Medicare's financing and add a prescription drug benefit. Medicare experts warn that task may be even harder than many appreciate. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
At a press conference yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said the news about Medicare's finances should make action even more imperative.
The warning signs are clear. We must modernize and strengthen Medicare today to ensure that we're able to provide quality benefits to our seniors tomorrow. We must equip Medicare for the future, and we must do so soon.
Healthcare leaders on Capitol Hill agree that Medicare is a priority. One subcommittee chairman has promised to bring a comprehensive bill to the House floor by July. But veterans of past Medicare wars say that's probably overly optimistic. Bill Gradison is a former Republican member of the House Ways and Means and Budget Committees.
I think that's a very unrealistic hope. There's been talk about major reforms for a long time, and they're just not easily done.
Gradison says a major obstacle to Medicare reform frequently overlooked is that any change makes people, in this case people who vote, nervous.
There's a certain amount of inertia that's built into a program on which 35 or 40 million Americans depend for the basic cost of their health care. And that has made it almost impossible to bring about changes.
Another problem, says former Republican Senator Dave Durenberger, is that it's by no means clear exactly how to solve what ails Medicare. Durenberger says since he's left the Senate, he's gotten a better picture of what the real world of health care is like, and it isn't pretty.
The folks that are the experts in health care, the doctors, the hospital administrators, the third-party payers, who you would expect to have a vision as to where health care is going in this country, where medical care is going, and what the reimbursement system should be, don't have it. I mean, nobody has a sense of the future today.
Medicare, says Durenberger, has also become much more partisan. Gail Walensky, who headed Medicare in the first Bush administration, says the two parties can't even agree on how to proceed.
Many of the Democrats appear right now to take the position that we should add prescription drug coverage to traditional Medicare and do other reforms as we can agree upon them. Many, but certainly not all Republicans, believe that we should do a major new benefit only in the context of overall reform.
Even if Congress tries to address only a drug benefit, says Marilyn Moon of the Urban Institute, that will be more than complicated enough.
I think there are a great number of things that have to do with what kinds of price controls, what kinds of drugs will be covered, how it will work, how it will be different across the country. All of those things really need to be thought through, or else we will have a problem of implementation that will make some of the bureaucratic things that people talk about now look simple.
Efforts to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare are also being complicated by budget considerations. Spending on prescription drugs is rising so rapidly that budget estimates for a Medicare benefit have risen by a third since last year. Backers of a benefit say rising costs make the need more acute for beneficiaries, but President Bush has only set aside $153 billion in his budget, both for drugs and for Medicare reform. Even Republicans say that's likely not enough. Despite promises to act this year, Moon says if Congress founders over the numbers or any other aspect of the program, she wouldn't be surprised to see the entire effort evaporate.
Unfortunately, these days, the second best alternative, if your plan doesn't go through, is do nothing. And I think that's still in place.
Ironically, one thing just about everyone agrees on is that the sooner changes are made to shore up Medicare's finances, the less disruptive they will be. But lawmakers have been saying that for most of the last decade. And yesterday's report that Medicare's hospital trust fund will stay solvent even longer may only serve to make the problem appear less urgent still. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.